Ladies and gentlemen, this is our final boarding call, and the doors will be closing soon.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
To those guests who've just joined us, welcome.
Hello, everybody. This is Rick with the Monorail Tales podcast, and I am here today with one of my favorite co-hosts, Michelle Rolke.
Hello.
And I think we have a fun little trip report to share with you today, because Michelle recently went to Walt Disney World and also took a cruise, but she didn't go out of Port Canaveral. She went out of New Orleans.
Yes, I did. It was a very long trip.
Michelle, do you want to go ahead and let the listeners know where this cruise trip started from, what kind of prompted you to take the trip?
Sure. So with everything that's been happening in our world that's turned it upside down, I had an opportunity to go on a cruise with a travel agent that I work with and her two children and another travel agent that we work with and her child. And their oldest ones are actually the same age as Ellie. They're all within, I think, 5 months of each other. And Ellie knows the little boy Mills, and there was another little girl named Cora going. So I thought it was the perfect opportunity to take Ellie on a cruise. And we had made the personal decision to not get Olivia vaccinated, which, you know, obviously that's a personal choice for everybody. I'm not giving an opinion on anything there. But she was unable to go. So we actually went to Disney World for a couple of days to start with so that she could do something fun for her winter break. So we drove over to New Orleans from Orlando, which is about a 9-hour trek. The kids did surprisingly well, and I enjoyed having my car there so that I could pack Disney clothes and then cruise clothes, which thankfully a lot of them coincided. So we left New Orleans on February 24th, which was a Thursday, and came back home on Monday morning, which was February 28th.
All right. So then you drove from Orlando to New Orleans?
We did, yes.
And about how long was that drive?
It took about 9 hours, maybe a little bit more with stopping with the little kitties.
So it's obviously a lot more than driving to Port Canaveral. But you know, it is a viable option. If you just want to go to New Orleans, I think a lot of people still don't realize that Disney does have a ship there.
Right. Yep. They have the Disney Wonder docked there, and it's a seasonal ship there. So it's not. They're actually moving from New Orleans. They're doing a Panama Canal cruise, and then they're going up to Alaska.
Ooh, wow. Mm-hmm. I would love to do that Panama Canal cruise. That would be amazing.
I know. The cast members that we spoke with were actually really, really excited about that.
So what was your itinerary for your cruise?
So our port arrival time, which is something they're scheduling for you right now in 15-minute increments, was 10:45. So we were actually, by the time we got there and got our COVID tests done, we were actually on the boat before 1, which I did not expect. So the first day, we were just on the boat cruising down the Mississippi. We left, I want to say, around 5, and it took until about midnight for us to hit open water. They had to go a little bit slower down the river, down the Mississippi, and that was really cool because you start off, you know, obviously with like a brown water, barges everywhere, casino boats, ferries, and everything, which was really cool to actually get to see all of those Southern Belle ships and everything. So the first day we just spent on the boat. The second day was a day at sea, which we spent exploring the ship. The third day was our only port stop, and that was in Cozumel. The fourth day was another day at sea, and then we got back to New Orleans the next morning.
So you didn't go to Cozumel, right?
We did not disembark in Cozumel. I wanted to. Daniel and I actually went there in 2013. That was one of our first real vacations together when his sister got married. But in order to disembark, because Ellie and Owen are too young for the vaccine, they had to go on a Disney-sponsored excursion, and the only one we were able to do was going to be at an all-inclusive resort with a beach day, which sounded like fun if I had more people or more hands. But Owen has just recently started really walk running, and Ellie doesn't really like the sun or the sand a whole lot. So I thought that it was probably a better day to spend on the boat, which it ended up being great because a lot of people actually did excursions. So we were able to really enjoy a very sparsely populated boat.
That sounds pretty amazing to me. Speaking of sparsely populated, what is the capacity running around right now for the Disney Cruise Line? Do you know?
So it's higher now because it's a spring break, and they also just recently announced they were relaxing their mask mandate. So a lot of people are actually cruising right now. So the cruise that I went on had just over 1,200 people. The capacity is over 4,000. And the cruise that left immediately after mine had almost 2,000.
So, so that's quite an increase.
Yes, they're swinging back, you know, with especially with it being around college spring break, a lot more people are venturing out. And I will say there were actually a lot of adults only on our cruise ship who didn't even have their children with them. Or maybe they don't even have children, I'm not sure. But the adult areas were fairly populated, and the pools, nothing was incredibly crowded, which was really nice. We had a lot of one-on-one attention, which was fantastic. Everybody knew Ellie and Owen by the end of the cruise, which I'm sure you can imagine. They knew them by name, which was really cool. You know, because it made it a lot easier for us to get around and, you know, feel a little more at home.
So for young children like Ellie and Owen, what type of activities are there on the ship for them?
And so this
is there a kids club for them, or
there is the Oceaneer Lab was there for Ellie. Owen, unfortunately, the nurseries are still closed. And when we went, they were still requiring reservations for the Oceaneer Club. So we had to actually schedule times, and they were between 1.5 and 2.5 hour increments. But we had to schedule times for the kids to actually go in and have a turn in the kids club because they were still limiting the amount of children. They have also relaxed to that. And, you know, it's an ever-changing, ever-flowing thing. You know, if we have another surge, they might reinstate it. Who knows, you know, what the CDC is going to request people do. So we did schedule her for at least one session a day with her buddies. So she and Mills and Cora would go to the kids club and do crafts. They made slime with Stitch. They decorated a pillowcase for a sleepover. They just, you know, they did a lot of fun crafts. And whenever she was ready for lunch, they would send me a message on our little navigator app and say, "Hey, Ellie's hungry." And I just would go pick Ellie up and we'd, you know, go get lunch somewhere. So she really, really enjoyed that. And she enjoyed actually being in control of when she got to leave. They didn't let her leave on her own, but, you know, they gave her the opportunity to call me. So she thought that was so cool.
Yeah, it wasn't like you had a set time to pick her up. If she wanted to leave earlier or she wanted to stay later, she wasn't ready to leave. She had the option, right?
Right. Yeah. They'd say, you know, we can extend it, or if it was too crowded, which it didn't ever seem to be, thankfully, they could have extended it. So the other thing kind of metered was the pool. They only allowed 8 children at a time, or 8 people, I should say, in at a time. So the kids would have to wait on a little ramp until it was their turn to go into the pool.
I bet that was hard.
It was, but thankfully, again, it was so decreased in numbers that Ellie hardly ever had to wait more than a few minutes.
Okay.
And the ice cream place is right next to it, so that.
There you go. That's a win-win right there. Now, I know Olivia is the child you have that has the issues with food allergies.
Right.
How was the food, the meals on this trip with Ellie and Owen?
It was great, and honestly, because I'm an allergy mom, and that's, you know, she's my first child, so it's my first instinct. I was very cautious with the menus and everything, and I did a lot of questioning actually with our servers, who were just absolutely amazing. I asked them kind of frequently, like, you know, my other daughter has this allergy, you know, like, what in this case do you do? And they take really special notes essentially And what they do is they actually, the night before at dinner, they would go over and they'd say, okay, well, where do you want to eat breakfast? And, you know, what do you want? And they would have special meals that they could prepare for any allergies ahead of time. And they would also have you look over the menu for dinner the next day. And you could do it for lunch as well. If you wanted to go to one of the restaurants and not the buffet, you could do it for lunch as well. And you could give them a special order and they would take that under consideration. They would let you know, yes, we can do this. And then they would have it ready for you when you wanted it.
That's really nice. I know that we've talked in the past about how well Disney does with food allergies in the parks, but it seems like they really try to make the process as seamless as possible on the cruise line as well.
They did. They said we can have Mickey waffles ready for her. And it was just really cool because they kind of let me know every day, this is what we could do for, you know, your other daughter if she were here. And in addition to that, they do, like, the first night we were there, Owen has really taken a liking to grapes. And so they brought fruit salad out for the kids. And our server noticed that Owen was pulling all the grapes to the side and eating those. So every single night at dinner, he had a bowl of just grapes waiting for him, which was really, really, it was just amazing that they were doing that for him.
Well, I'm glad they took care of my little guy there.
They did. They took care of your man.
Yeah. So cruising right now, you know, we've talked about the limits on the capacity, which is increasing, the relaxed mask rule stuff. Do you have any, like, tips or tricks that you could share with anybody that would be considering going on a cruise right now?
So the masks are becoming voluntary in indoor spaces with the exception of the theaters. The thing I learned most is that my four-year-old, who doesn't have to wear a mask pretty much any other time, had a lot of trouble with the constant going in and out of places, which you do at the parks, but I felt like it was a little different when we were on the boat because we were walking around so much. So they, you know, they make things that are kind of like sunglass holders that hold your masks. If you do not have those for your small children, please get some. It will make your life so much easier. I mean, just absolutely easier.
It makes it easier for adults too.
Yeah, it probably would have made it easier for me. I had masks around my wrist constantly.
Yeah.
But speaking of the theater, and this is a little off subject of masks, sorry. So they did the two shows that were on our ship were Frozen and then Disney's Enchantment, which was just Disney Dream Enchantment, I believe is what it was called, which was just absolutely amazing. Ellie lost her mind at how cool she thought those two musicals were. So if you're questioning, do I really want my child to, you know, stay up late to watch this show? Yes, you do. Absolutely, you do.
Now, another thing that a lot of people might not realize is that Disney, in addition to the travel agent rate that you got, people can't get that normally. They do have specials right now for, like, guaranteed rate rooms.
They do. Mm-hmm.
So if somebody would be interested, can you give us a little synopsis of what a guaranteed rate room is for Disney Cruise Line?
So they're usually a little bit cheaper, and it's kind of like you can't pick your seat on an airplane. Like when you don't pick your seat on an airplane, you have a cheaper fare, essentially. It's kind of like that. And a lot of people, if right now you're getting your room assignments a little bit earlier because there's just not as many people. But you just don't know where your room is, essentially. You don't go on and pick out, you know, like say you wanted 606A, you wouldn't be able to go on and pick that exact room out.
And yeah, you can't pick your deck or
right.
Which side of the ship, right?
Right. It's kind of just, you're guaranteed a room, essentially. It's just not which room. So it's a certain class, and you may have an obstructed view. Your veranda might be a little bit smaller. You might only have one porthole. But, you know, honestly, the rooms are so beautiful on the inside, and you're really not in there that much. I was probably in my room a little bit more because it was easier to control the kids. Without them having to wear their masks, or without Ellie at least having to wear her mask. But we spent some time on the veranda, and we spent a lot of time upstairs. So it really is, if you have the opportunity to go, and you're like, well, I don't want to go unless I have a veranda. You have a massive veranda on the top deck for you.
You know, you can go up there anytime and relax and enjoy the views. So if you're able to do that, now is really a great time to cruise. And you get so much one-on-one time with the characters. We sat and talked to Belle for almost 10 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Just Ellie and Belle. And, well, Owen was there, too, and he was flirting. But
yeah, you know, of course he is.
Yeah. We got to see Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, Pluto. We saw Belle, Rapunzel, Tiana. I mean, just the amount of characters was just never ending. We saw Ariel, Cinderella. Ellie got to do tea with the princesses, which was super cool. She did the royal court tea, and she also got to do Bibbidi Bobbidi. Which, if that's something that you're wanting to do for your princess, you know, they're not open at Disney World or Disneyland right now, but they are open on the Disney Cruise Line.
Okay. I wasn't aware of that.
They are not putting makeup on the kids. You still get the makeup, but they are not actually touching the children necessarily. Okay. They'll do their hair and their nails. They're not touching their face.
All right. Well, Michelle, thank you so much for sharing this quick trip report with us. If anyone is interested in booking a cruise or a Disney trip, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
So I actually just renamed my page, which Rick noticed. I'm going to try and do a little more social media for you guys on that. It's Michelle on Main Street. And it's the same page as before. It just has a new name. So look for some updates on that. And you can private message me. You can find me on the Monorail Tales page, of course. And my name is Michelle Rollkeys. If you need it there, you can look me up on Facebook and just look for the Disney picture and you'll find us.
Awesome. And if anybody wants to get a hold of us, they can just go to monorailtales.com and all of our social links are there.
Yes.
Thanks, Michelle, and thanks, everybody, for joining us.
Thanks, Rick.